Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at the mayorship of Jeff Wagner.
Here in Pasadena.
Yeah, right here in Pasadena, Texas.
Right.
We've got a whole bunch of articles and legal documents here. Should be a really interesting deep dive with some twists and turns.
Absolutely, and particularly relevant, I think, to our listeners in Deer Park LaPorte in
Yeah,
Pasadena.
especially Pasadena for sure.
Yeah, so we're going to explore, all the accomplishments, but also the controversies of Wagner's time as mayor.
Okay, so let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Wagner ran on this whole One Pasadena platform,
Right.
unity and community engagement and all that good stuff. And he did deliver on some pretty impressive projects.
Yeah.
You've got the brand new 7,500-seat performance arena, the complete overhaul of Pasadena Boulevard,
Oh, yeah.
$58.1 million invested in drainage mitigation. I
Oh.
mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, these large-scale projects really do show progress, but,
Yeah.
did they reach every corner of the community?
Right. Were they really?
Were they really accompanied by that kind of deep engagement that Wagner promised?
Yeah. And then,
And then you have the Pasadena Loves Local initiative.
yeah. How'd that work out?
Yeah. Did that really boost the local economy, or was it more about optics?
So it seems like there's maybe a little bit of a gap between sort of the shiny image and then the reality on the ground.
Right.
And that gap gets even bigger, I think, when we start looking at some of these controversies that were surrounding Wagner's time as the mayor.
Yeah, there's this lawsuit against Wagner and the city alleging some serious corruption.
Oh, wow.
No formal charges have been filed, but the fact that it's gotten this far is definitely concerning.
Yeah, and then there's this whole thing with the Public Integrity Unit
Right.
that Wagner created, supposed to investigate misconduct by city officials. But then you have some council members saying that it actually gave Wagner too much control over a body that was supposed to be holding him accountable.
Councilman Cody Ray Wheeler even called it unnecessary, saying that Pasadena already had mechanisms for this kind of investigation. So it raises a question for residents: how much influence should a mayor have over a unit that is policing his own administration?
Right.
Is that truly transparent?
And let's not forget about those campaign sign tampering accusations that came from Wagner's opponent in the 2017 runoff election.
Right.
Adds another layer of suspicion, I think, to the whole thing.
Absolutely. And these controversies, even if they never lead to formal charges,
Yeah.
they can really erode public trust in local government.
Yeah, for sure.
And once that trust is gone, it's hard to rebuild.
Yeah, it's hard to get back.
It really makes you wonder, what would it have taken for residents to feel confident that that one Pasadena vision was truly inclusive and accountable?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it gets even more complicated, I think, when you bring in Wagner's family history. Turns out his two brothers, Keith and Michael Wagner, were convicted for being involved in a drug sting operation back in 1999.
Oh, wow.
And actually, Keith was a deputy with the Pasadena City Marshal's Office at the time.
Really?
Yeah, so both brothers ended up serving prison sentences for their involvement in this whole scheme.
It's a tough situation.
Yeah, and this obviously doesn't directly relate to Jeff Wagner himself,
Right.
but it certainly must have influenced how people viewed his administration.
I would imagine so. Yeah. How much does a politician's personal life,
Right.
especially something as serious as this, how much does that impact your trust in their leadership?
It's an interesting question to think about.
Oh.
Now let's shift gears a little bit and look at some
Yeah.
of the legal battles that Pasadena faced
Yeah.
while Wagner was in office. One of the most significant was a voting rights lawsuit that
Right.
alleged that the city was intentionally discriminating against Hispanic voters.
Through a redistricting
Yeah, through
scheme.
this redistricting scheme. And Wagner actually inherited this from the previous administration,
Okay.
but it played out while he was mayor. So did he take steps to address this issue of disenfranchisement?
Well, under his leadership, the city council did approve a settlement to dissolve the appeal of a lower court ruling that found them in violation of the Voting Rights Act.
So they admitted.
Essentially, they admitted to discriminatory practices and agreed to redraw those district lines.
Wow.
Yeah. The settlement also included about a $1 million payout in legal fees.
So this wasn't just like a
No,
small issue.
this is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. But it does seem a little paradoxical
Right.
because he was elected sort of in the context of this lawsuit, talking about, one Pasadena and unity, while at the same time, sort of benefiting from a system that was found to be discriminatory.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
It's definitely a complex layer to his mayorship, for sure.
Yeah. And this wasn't the only legal challenge that Pasadena faced during this time.
Right.
There was also a lawsuit concerning the demolition of the former First Pasadena State Bank building, which was a historic landmark that had fallen into disrepair.
Right.
So this case sort of brought to light this tension that I think we see in a lot of cities, you know, between progress and preserving the past.
Right.
So how did Wagner navigate that?
Well, in this case, the city ultimately prevailed and was able to demolish the building, arguing that it was a safety hazard.
Okay.
But this debate really does raise important questions for residents. You know,
wow.
How much do you value preserving historical landmarks? How do you weigh that against the need for development and progress?
And how should our elected officials be thinking about these kinds of decisions?
Exactly.
These are all really important points to consider. And it seems like Wagner's time as mayor was marked by a lot of tough choices.
Yeah.
And it's not always clear, you know, did he make the right call? Mm. But before we go any further, I kind of want to just pause for a moment and bring it back to our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, think and act locally.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about, you know, thinking and acting locally here.
Absolutely.
Does any of this resonate with your experience in Pasadena?
We want to make sure you have the information you need to be active participants in shaping your city.
Yeah, for sure.
And informed citizenry is vital for a thriving community.
Yeah, and so far in this deep dive, is there anything that's really stood out to you?
What's caught your attention?
Now, let's get back to this deep dive. There's one more legal case I think we need to talk about.
Okay.
And it really highlights those challenges of balancing progress and the needs of the community.
All right, let's hear it. This last case involved a property owner named Oz.
Okay.
Who found himself in a battle with the city over parking requirements.
Uh-huh.
He was ordered to add 23 parking spaces to his lot.
Oh, wow.
Even though he argued that they weren't needed and that they wouldn't even physically fit.
Wait, so the city was demanding something that was impossible?
He definitely thought so. And he actually filed a lawsuit against the city.
Oh, wow.
And he managed to get a temporary injunction from the Harris County District Court to prevent them from enforcing these parking requirements.
So he was basically saying, look, this is ridiculous. What was the city thinking?
It's hard to say for sure without knowing all the details, but yeah. It does raise questions about, you know, the city's approach to regulation and how willing they are to actually work with residents and business owners.
Right. Was this just an isolated incident or is this something bigger?
Yeah. And it seems like this kind of ties into that broader pattern we've been seeing with Wagner, right?
Yeah.
A mix of genuine progress and positive initiatives.
Uh-huh.
But alongside these questions about transparency, accountability, and fairness.
It's a complicated legacy.
It really is. Jeff Wagner's tenure is a paradox.
Yeah. On the one hand, you have all these achievements, investments in infrastructure, community engagement.
Right.
But then you have these controversies that just keep popping up.
Yeah. The allegations of corruption, the concerns about the public integrity unit, the questions about his family history.
Right. It makes it hard to just focus on all the good things.
Exactly. It casts a shadow over his whole time in office.
So where does this leave us? What's the takeaway for the residents of Pasadena and the surrounding areas?
Well, I think this deep dive has shown us that Jeff Wagner's legacy is complicated.
For sure.
There are undeniable achievements, but there are also these legitimate concerns about how those achievements were reached.
Yeah, it's not a simple story.
Not at all. It reminds us that progress can be messy.
Uh-huh.
And that even the leaders with the best intentions can find themselves caught up in controversy.
Right.
Ultimately, it's up to each resident to decide how they weigh those factors.
Do the accomplishments outweigh the concerns or vice versa?
That's the question.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. And there's really no easy answer.
No. But hopefully, by looking at this story, you know, all of its complexity.
Right.
It gives people the information they need to think critically about their local government.
Absolutely.
Engage in conversations with their neighbors.
And hold their elected officials accountable.
Yeah, because ultimately it's about being an active participant in shaping your community.
That's what it's all about.
You have a voice, and it deserves to be heard.
Yeah, so use it. You know, it's interesting you bring up that idea of active participation.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about Wagner's vision for Pasadena, but what about the residents?
Right, like, did they feel empowered to shape their community?
Yeah. Or did all these controversies kind of get in the way of that?
It's an important question.
Yeah.
And I think it really gets at what we're trying to do here at Think and Act locally.
Yeah, we really believe that, you know, informed residents are the foundation of a strong community.
Absolutely.
When people feel like they actually understand the issues and that their voice matters, They're more likely to actually get involved, to hold their leaders accountable, and to fight for those changes they want to see.
Yeah, and that engagement can take so many different forms, you know, attending city council meetings, writing to your representatives, organizing groups.
Having conversations with your neighbors.
Yeah, and just talking about the issues with people around you.
Exactly. It's about being informed, speaking up, and being a part of the solution.
Yeah, and I think that's really what this deep dive into Jeff Wagner's mayorship is all about. You know, it's not just about, you know, looking at the past, but trying to use what we've learned to shape the future.
Exactly. What can we learn from Wagner's successes and failures?
Right. Are there systems we can put in place to make sure our local government is more transparent and accountable?
And how can we be more proactive in holding our leaders to those high standards?
These are all questions that I think we should all be asking ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And hopefully by, really digging into the complexities of Wagner's time in office, it gives you the tools and knowledge you need to start those conversations and to make a difference in your community.
That's the goal.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the final thought here is that, Wagner's legacy is definitely a complicated one, but ultimately the story of Pasadena, it's still being written.
Absolutely.
And you, the residents, have the power to shape what that next chapter looks like.
So, what will your contribution be?
What will you do? And as always, if you find value in these deep dives, please consider supporting Think and Act locally so we can continue providing you with this kind of information.
You can find a link to donate in the show notes.
Thanks for tuning in, and remember, think and act locally.